When we mentioned Nev at the top of the show, there's already been a bit of drama on day one of the Warrnambool Carnival surrounding Gemma Riley and her horses heading down here to the Bull. We've got Gemma online now to tell us and everyone what's occurred because it sounded like it was a pretty hairy situation. Gemma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good now. We're back on the road, but we said unbelievable a few times during the last hour.
So just explain what actually happened.
As you know, the Warrnambool's a fair hike, so we hired a truck for transport for my two horses so that, none of the staff were driving up and back in one day after track work because it's too long of a day. And anywho, just near Narrawarren, the brakes failed on the truck and it ran into the back of I think it was an Isuzu. It's probably going to be a write-off. Luckily, the people in the car in front are okay, but it got stuck on the tow ball and they had to get it off. And then the truck itself had to be towed off the highway. We towed it to the back of Narrawarren where the Bunnings car park was, where there's a bit of a bit of space, and we transferred the horses onto a new truck. But it was a bit of an ordeal, and I've had nightmares of having to get a horse off on the highway or something like that before. But yeah, it's not how you want to start race day, but somehow it manages to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's no good at all, Jen. Well, it sounds like it's a big positive that everyone's come out unscathed, and the horses as well. How have they handled the ordeal this morning?
Yeah, look, they've handled it really, really well, thankfully. And they're both stable next to each other, so they're besties, and they've been working together as well sort of the last few days. So they were just keeping each other company, and nothing has gone amiss. So thank God for that. And we should still make Platinum Rego's race, which is race four. Everyone's running on time at the moment. We left nice and early. So provided nothing else goes wrong, we should be good to go.
Well, hopefully she Platinum Rego, this is her first race day. Like, she's going, what's going on here? This heading to the races.
I know. Very confused.
And then you've got your superstar, Gibbo, who I believe his stable name is, who's tough as nails, Clay Moore, going around in race number eight.
Yeah, I wrap him in cotton wool all the time. So this is the last thing I want to happen for him because, he's a very well-protected animal. He's, it's not the horse I want to be stuck on a highway. But everything's fine, thank God. So, yeah, we're all good. We're on our way to the Bull.
That is good to hear. What about Claymore? First up, race eight today. He's got the 61.5 kilos. He's won three of five first up, so he does go well fresh.
Yeah, he's a very good fresh horse. I've had this race pinned for him for a long time. It's only a 75K open handicap at Warrnambool as opposed to sort of 150K Saturday race. So, look, I'm really happy with him going into it. I'm really happy with his jump out. As you'll notice, his heavy eight jump out was elite. And his, I think it was a soft five or good four in the end, his last jump out was about where he's at for an open 1,000-metre jump out. So, look, he's in really good order. Happy with him today. The barrier's perfect for him, keeps him out of trouble. Look, he'll be really hard to beat.
Has the entire prep gone well and smoothly for him, Gem? I'm trying to remember back to last year. I feel like after one of his victories, you mentioned that you might take him to a Warrnambool Cup. Did you change plans on that front? What was the thinking behind running him today in this race?
Yeah, look, there was a couple of things floating around after that interview in Moonee Valley. I think the Melbourne Cup was mentioned a little bit after that. But, yeah, look, Warrnambool Cup was definitely in his sights then. But he's certainly improved again since that Moonee Valley win. Some of the sectionals that he's pulling, the figures that he's pulling from his Collarone Cup and his Caulfield win. So we gave him a little freshen up to try and get him to the Adelaide Cup, but we decided to put him away. We gave him one jump out. His jump out was okay, but I just didn't think he was going to sustain a full preparation to get him to the Adelaide Cup. So I put him away, gave him a good spell, and we'll get the miles into his legs over winter. He is into winter series of Banjo Patterson, which culminates in a 2,600-metre race at Flemington at the start of July. And if we need getting his rating up a bit higher, he could go to the Flemington Cup, which is 2,800. And then you have a little freshen and map a serious path for spring. So, yes, Warrnambool Cup was on his radar, but we've got a few higher sights set for him. So we decided to put him out, and this will be his first up run on wet ground. Will be right up his alley.
Well, good luck today. Things can only get better, they say.
Well, you hope so, don't you?
Are you driving the remainder of the trip?
Yeah, so I'm in a car. We were following the truck behind the truck. So I'm in a car and the truck's just behind us now. So, yeah, we're driving the rest of the trip.
Well, drive safely. We'll see you on course in a few hours.
See you there.
Good on you, Jim. Jim O'Reilly, how's that for a start to day one of the bull?
That's not what you want.
Good news, though, that the horses are fine, because there's plenty of people that are keen on Claymore today. It's the $3.40 favourite in race number 8, so I'm sure the stewards will have a look at those horses when they get on course as well.